Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Yep, we're teamed up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again and Operation Warm because we want to put coats on kids that need them this holiday season. Look, you know COVID's going crazy, and we can't have kids that aren't getting properly, you know, warmth and protected because
warmth.
Warmth. Warmed up.
Get that warmth.
They need to be warmth.
English.
Bottom line is this. A kid without a coat running around with COVID ain't a good thing. So let's get. We need over 1,700 coats need to be put on these kids. That's like $35,000 we're trying to raise. And a lot of Rockaholics coming through.
Got to give a shout out to Forrest Weaver. $100 donated to Coats for Kids. An anonymous person throwing in $20. Like we said, any amount helps out. $20 puts a coat on a kid. Doug throwing over $100. Doug Coppinger, thank you very much. Chuck Davis, $100 as well.
Chucky D.
Loving the deep pockets of our Rockaholics. And Nathan Ronnie, $41, helping out Coach for Kids.
We're
over $5,000 raised so far. So we're doing great. Right.
Yeah.
But we can do better.
Yeah, we can. We can do $30,000 better.
Yeah. And based on our recent donations, haven't seen anyone joining the 69 crew. So come on.
All right.
$69 makes you a part of our exclusive club.
Any number of 69 in there, too. Steve's opened it up. It could be 169, 769, 669 would be cool.
6.9 million.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you got it, Bill Gates.
All right, Mr. Gates, or other Mr. Microsoft millionaire people.
Jeff Bezos, I know you want to be a part of the 69 crew.
Come on, Jeffy B.
Elon Musk.
How about the ex-Jeff Bezos, Mrs. X? You know, she's got some cash.
Plenty.
All right, come on, girl. I mean, Duff McKagan's already done it, right?
That was awesome. Duff and Susan McKagan donated money to Coach for Kids, which was awesome. A very generous amount as well.
Yeah. Duff's good people.
Yes.
And you know what? That Susan's a good kid, too, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, you want to donate or you want to share in your socials, do whatever you can. Head to KISW.com to donate today.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Migs. And it's time to pump it up for Monday. All right, we're going to do it. Get pumped up. I was definitely in a bad mood last Monday.
Yes, you were.
Coming off a Seahawk loss, but I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't lose this weekend.
Yeah, they didn't lose this weekend. And then when you came in, you're like, oh, man, what a week. But it's a short week. And then your son brought in brownies.
Yeah, he did. MVP of the day. Easy.
Yeah.
There's nobody that's going to be better.
That's the best way to start off the day.
Well, you know, listen. Unless Sarah walks in with a filet mignon, there's no way to top that.
Well, Tom Brady could walk in with a victory, and that would be a nice little MVP for us Hawks fans.
Oh, yeah.
You know, are you watching the game tonight, anybody? Because it's going to be just as bad as watching the Hawks game. I won't be able to get to sleep if it's a close one.
Although someone brought up a point that, like, with playoff implications, that actually the Cardinals might want the Cardinals to beat the Buccaneers because the Buccaneers are doing better in the record when it comes to the NFC playoff spots.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like you're torn. Like, you want to kind of I would rather ensure that we're going to get the NFC West, but I can understand what people are saying. Like, you know, when it comes to seeding, you might also want to see the Buccaneers win. It depends on how you look at it.
I mean, that's a tough one. But and I would imagine that if that happens, I'll take that, because I'll take that and then I'll take the Rams and the Cards splitting.
Are the Bucs playing at home?
That's a question I do not have an answer to.
Yes, Los Angeles Rams at Tampa Bay.
Nice. Well, the only thing I want is I want the Bucs to score a touchdown, because then they use the pirate ship and they shoot the cannons.
Do they still do that even without the crowd?
I have no idea.
They're in Tampa Bay. There's probably a full amount of people there.
Oh,
Florida, of course.
Yeah, I have no idea on that, but I just hope that they shoot the cannons.
That's fair.
Rev, you're kind of a moron, but it's like, that is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's neat.
I mean, I'm with Rev on this. Thank you for hosting this Tampa Bay. The cannon shooting is pretty fun.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, buddies.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Totally ready.
The energy drink Red Bull was first introduced in what European country?
Germany.
No.
France.
No.
Oh, Italy.
No. The Knicks are an NBA team from where?
New York.
Yes. In the card game Blackjack, what 2 values does the ace have?
1 and 10?
No.
I don't know, pass.
Peach schnapps and orange juice make up the cocktail fuzzy what?
Maple.
Yes. What is the name of the first lunar module to land on the moon?
Apollo.
No.
Pass.
In what year of the late 2000s did Jersey Shore premiere?
That was 2008.
No.
2009.
Yes. What species of poisonous spider has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen?
Black Widow.
Yes. Who is the father of Miley Cyrus?
Billy Ray.
Yes. The Mississippi River flows into what body of water?
Atlantic Ocean.
No.
Gulf of Mexico.
Too late. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on. 5 correct. Oh, that might be the deciding factor, but yeah. I think Steve's going to get a lot of those other ones you didn't get, so I'm not going to say you're going to lose, Jeff, but there's a distinct possibility that it's going to happen.
Always, yes.
Yep. We'll have to see how Steve's sugar buzz is going on there. I don't know. How many brownies did you have?
7 or 8.
Nice.
There you go. I just won the corner piece.
Oh, yeah, that good corner piece.
It's the best piece.
Yeah. It's like that in the heel of the bread. I love the heel.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I don't understand the people who don't.
They're communists, clearly.
Yeah, the communists have never liked the heel or the corner piece of a brownie. It's strange
how that works. Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes!
The energy drink Red Bull was first introduced in what European country?
I'm going to go Italy.
No.
France.
No.
Crap. Switzerland.
No.
Sweden.
No. The Knicks are an NBA.
Finland.
No. The Knicks are an NBA team from where?
New York.
Yes. In the card game Blackjack, what 2 values does the ace have?
11 and 1.
Yes.
11.
Peach.
11.
Peach schnapps and orange juice make up the cocktail fuzzy what?
Navel.
Yes. Jeez. What is the name of the first lunar module to land on the moon?
Sputnik.
No.
Apollo.
No.
Challenger.
No. In what year of the late 2000s did Jersey Shore premiere?
2009.
Yes. Oh. What species of poisonous spider has an hourglass pattern on its abdomen?
Tarantula?
No.
Spider.
No.
Charlotte.
No.
Obviously.
Who is the father of Miley Cyrus?
Billy Ray.
Yes.
Don't break my heart.
The Mississippi River flows into what body of water?
I don't know. The Atlantic Ocean.
No.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win! 6-5.
Jeffy.
Because Jeff didn't know Gulf of Mexico in time.
Sorry, Jeff.
The buzzer beater did not happen for me.
Yeah. Nope. But thanks for playing, buddy. Try again next time, because I know next time's your time.
Probably. I'm not sure if my wife is still in the car with baby Tatum, but if she is, your father's a winner.
And right now, your mother's like, yes, he's a real winner, sweetheart.
Your father's a winner, but my husband is a loser.
That's what it is.
You're the man.
They're going to have some great, those two are going to have some great conversations about the genius that is their dad.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of conversations.
There's going to be a lot of SMH moments. I can't wait for the father-daughter, I should say the mother-daughter memes of them with their hand, their face palms.
Yeah.
As Steve is being Steve.
They'll be fine, but I think my wife's going to look at it. Look, your father once wrestled.
Yeah.
He's not the brightest.
What do you want? Just took a couple of chair shots to the head.
Yeah. Didn't have a concussion protocol at the time.
You didn't know the poisonous spider that's got the hourglass pattern.
Come on,
but Jeff
Steve.
Did. Black Widow.
Black Widow. I couldn't think of it, man.
Scarlett Johansson.
I know.
She has the belt. With
is that
little,
X-Men?
Yeah, that's exactly
you're
killing me, man.
That's exactly
it's the Avengers, you jerk.
At least he was in the same, at least it's the same comic line.
Oh, well, my bad. Yeah. Justice League, right?
Yeah.
Wonder Twins. She's one of the Wonder Twins.
You're breaking my heart, man.
You're breaking my heart.
The name of the first lunar module that to land on the moon.
The Eagle has landed.
Oh,
because
yes.
Nobody was saying anything.
I love
just
the deafening silence in this room.
Yeah. Everyone just stared at me like I just like grew
I was
a
about
horn
to
or
say,
something.
But I knew that I was about to say something, but I knew my answer was wrong. The Eagle has landed. Good call. Jeez, I totally forgot that.
And I figured this one would be a hard one, that the European country that was the first introduction of Red Bull, it's Austria.
Austria.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that made Red Bull?
Yes, they did.
Someone even said, can you please have Steve keep guessing European countries until he gets it right? I wouldn't have gotten it right. I'll tell you that right now. Spoiler alert. Would have never guessed Austria.
But you're kind of going with the smaller ones like Finland and Switzerland, so I kind of like where you're going with
it. Yeah.
That's about as far as it was going
to
go.
If I think Germany, I then go to Austria. It's just like, all right, if it's not Germany, but I think somehow it's got a Bavarian situation, I'm going to go to Austria.
Austria adjacent there.
Yeah. Someone says that the Gulf of Mexico is a sea, which is part of the Atlantic Ocean.
Whatever, shut up.
Okay.
I don't even care.
Textures, you heard the man.
I thought Gulf of Mexico was considered its own ocean.
It's its own body of water.
Yeah, okay.
They don't call it the Atlantic Coast States. They call it the Gulf Coast States. So.
Hey, look, I'm just reading what the textures want me to read.
Well, that's interesting. I've heard that, but then.
I literally never heard that.
But doesn't mean it's not true. Did they change it? Like Pluto's now not a planet or a dwarf planet?
Watch out. This guy is like some scientist, some oceanographer or something
that
like that.
Suck.
Like, Well, actually,
it's a part of the Gulf of your mother.
It's a dwarf sea now, the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, it is a dwarf sea. Damn it.
Well, congrats, Steve. You won.
Yeah. Well, good job, Steve.
Thank you.
You are a professional.
Damn straight I am.
I don't know if you're as professional as this teen who just wrecked his father's $3.4 million car. That's right. A car that's worth over $3 million. This teen just wrecked it. And his reaction to doing that is ridiculous. What did this teen say? I'll tell you at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I have to tell you something. Everything about this story pisses me off.
Oh, good.
And there's there's really no good reason except perhaps a twinge of jealousy.
Okay.
Or, a twinge of okay, boomer. I'm not sure. I'll let you guys make the call on this. A teenage YouTube star.
That's number one.
Okay.
Okay. First off.
Oh, so you already you don't like that.
Yeah, that's the number one. I'm already like, get this kid off my lawn.
So you instantly hate the story before you even heard it.
He's also from Texas. So there you go. That's number two.
Well, you don't mess with Texas.
And all my exes are in Texas. That's why. See, that's the problem. So this teenage YouTube star from Texas was showing off his rich dad's $3.4 million car. There you go.
Number
two reason why I hate this kid.
With like a Hyundai Santa Fe with nice wheels,
with the nice wheels, right. and the luxury package, yes.
Oh, yeah, right. Wow, he's got 84,000 subscribers on a GG Exotics YouTube page. I don't know what GG Exotics.
I mean, it's a nice number of subscribers, 84,000, but that's not a whole lot compared to like super successful people. But I guess, does that make you a YouTube star? Don't you have to have at least 100K to be a star on YouTube?
Well, I mean, that's how many subscribers he has, but usually you still get tons of views even if someone doesn't subscribe to your stuff.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, like a lot. Some of his videos have like 200,000 views. Most of them are around 50-something thousand.
Yeah, 200,000 views. I mean, you've got to get in the millions before you're a somebody.
Get back to me when you're somebody.
Yeah, come on. The fact that you have a rich father. This kid's name is Gage Gillian, or Gillian, excuse me.
That's what the GG stands for, then, in GG Exotics.
Yeah, see that? There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 17 years old, and he's the son of private equity firm founder Tim Gillian, and he was driving a custom-made purple Pagani Huayra? Why are we talking about this 17-year-old? Why?
Whiskey.
Yeah, so he's driving this Roadster, and it's a $3.4 million car. He posted this on Instagram because he smashed the hell out of this car. And he said, quote, S happens, thanking God for a second chance at life. Crash could have left us with worse injuries or even death. So somebody was in the car with him. Unless he talks himself like he's a group of people. I don't know.
I love the first thing he wrote, though, is S happens. No, that S doesn't happen in my life.
No.
Yeah, right?
He blamed the crash on low tire pressure and said he suffered minor injuries. I'm not a fast car, fancy car driver to know if low tire pressure is, in fact, a real excuse or if he's just making up an excuse. But,
I think that coupled with probably him not driving it necessarily safe would, you know what I mean?
They've only made 100 of these cars. So he did destroy
it. Well, now 99 are only available.
They got 99 cars, and that ain't one. So he destroyed his dad's car. But I guess if his dad can afford a $3.4 million car and he's a fancy finance guy, I suppose it's okay.
I don't know, man. Even if I was rich as F, I mean, first of all, I'd be like, you're okay? He's like, yeah, I just, you know, I hurt my arm. I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to hurt your other arm now because you're not driving ever.
That's frontier justice, son.
He says it crashed into a tree.
Yeah, dude, if you look at this car, it is pretty amazing that he made it through this because those sports cars, I don't know how safe they are as far as being able to smash into stuff like, you know, crash safety tests. I don't think they're designed to be crashed into anything to save your life. So I guess he is lucky. And when you're 17, I guess that's the best time to be in something like this because your body will heal better.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so,
he wrecked himself. And yeah, he didn't check himself. Like, he just wrecked himself.
The vehicle's bodywork was ripped apart. Yeah, how fast was he? He had to be going fast.
Well, I mean, it is one of them fancy fast cars. So what do you think he was going, 100 miles an hour, 150?
I mean, what if he was literally going 25 miles an hour? Oh, this thing just basically just exploded. And he's like, I don't know what happened.
That would have been so bad.
He's just backing out of the driveway of their humble home. I'm sure that they have.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Very humble home. 17-year-old YouTube star. I told you, this kid's pissing me off. I know he's been injured. He still pisses me off.
Oh, he's fine. He's on Instagram. Yeah. He's got him in just his little, arm sling.
Okay, good.
He'll be okay.
So it's okay for me to hate him then?
Yeah, eating his Jif peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Everything about this kid, I really do despise.
Right.
Skipping guy.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
That's the fourth reason, Steve. So this teen YouTuber crashed his car, his dad's rare $3.4 million supercar. That's a pretty dumb thing. Now, here, we know, though, that you have children or you were a children and dumb things were done. Sure, maybe not a $3.4 million dumb thing, but you know what? You have done dumb things, and that's what we want to hear about. We want to hear from you. What would your parents say was the dumbest thing you did as a kid? Check it! 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. If we were talking to your parents right now, what would they say was the dumbest thing you did as a kid? Your calls, your texts, after Beastie Boys on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A teen YouTuber crashed his dad's rare $3.4 million supercar. That's what he crashed. And that was a pretty dumb thing to do. Based on this, we want to know, man, if we were talking to your parents right now, what would they say was the dumbest thing that you did as a kid? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Daniel and Yelm. Daniel, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this fine Washington morning?
Wow, look at Dan. We're doing pretty well, buddy.
I'm doing great now.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
What about yourself, Dan? Dan, sounds like you're doing well, or are you faking it like a lot of people do?
Oh, I am just really used to waking up at these ungodly hours, so this is just forced enthusiasm.
There we go. I can tell. You know, I thought I tasted a little forced enthusiasm there, but dude, as people that get up at ungodly hours, we definitely know your pain, man. It never gets better.
We pride ourselves on high energy mediocrity, so we're okay with that.
Oh, I like that. You know what?
Well, at least it's not summer, and I'm not waking up at 4 in the morning like I usually do. I can now wake up at about 5:30, so that's at least great.
Oh, 5:30, boy, Steve, wouldn't that be a picnic?
Yeah, that's sleeping in. That's sadly sleeping in.
What you got for us, Daniel? If we talked to your parents, what would they say you did dumb as a child?
Okay, so one of my mom's favorite stories to tell people is how when I was about 4 or 5, I tried to imitate my oldest brother, who's about 4 years older than I am. And he and his friends were throwing rocks over our house. Now, this is way back when, and my parents were renting this house. Oh, so they're lobbing rocks right over the house. I'm like, well, I want to be just like my older brother. So I pick up a rock, and I throw it, and it goes right through a double-paned sliding glass door.
Yeah, you know, you see where that's going. This story was one of those stories where you go, see where it's going? I kind of like the journey, and I know the destination. Oh, man, that's a beating. Oh, was there punishment? Was there money lost? How are you taken care of because of this?
I don't remember any punishment coming my way since I was really young at that time. I know my eldest brother, he got into a lot of trouble because he was the one that showed me what to do.
Yeah, that's the, you know what? And again, you know, there's no excuse. If you're the eldest brother and, you know, you're sitting down having this conversation. So let me get this straight. We're renting this house, not even ours. And you're doing what?
We're throwing rocks over it to see if we can turn around.
Okay.
See, you know, situations, I'd rather my parents get mad at me for doing it than my brother get mad at me for get in trouble for the things that I did, because then he would get mad at me and it would be way worse.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Your brother, your brother, unfortunately, that was a thing.
Like, if I ever did anything stupid, which from time to time I did, I never would even think to say I learned it from my brother. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take my lumps from my father because it's a lot better than my brother would do to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You had it from both ends, either the father or the brother.
Well, it's the same end, but different levels of aggression on it.
Wow. That's that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Let's go.
I chose wisely, I feel.
I think you did. Yeah. Because for some reason, your father loves you. Your brother's probably still got a chip on his shoulder that you basically took. You know, he had that joint to himself, and then you came along.
I was still on the fence in his world.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he finally starts to like me now.
Does he just finally? Yeah. Now? All right. You know what? It took some time, but you know what? It happened. Let's go to Mike in Covington. Mike, you are on the Rock.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, Mike, good morning, sir. How about you? What is that dumb thing your parents would say you did as a kid?
So, not actually me, but my daughter. I'm not so sure how dumb it was, but, you know, parents hate to get that 2 a.m. call. I'm sure anybody that's a parent knows what I'm talking about. And I didn't pass along a supercar to my daughter, but she had a Geo Metro. At the end of the day, she calls me at 2 a.m. and says, "Dad, I hit an elk on Highway 18.
Oh. Damn, dude. That's not dumb because it's hard. I mean, any one of us could have done that.
Well, here's the caveat to it. Someone hit it before she did. I guess the state patrolman told me that it laid down in the middle of the highway to give birth because the first person that hit it cut it in half.
Oh, jeez.
And there was a baby laying there on the, you know, on the road there that hadn't been born yet. But the hind end of this thing was the size of a Volkswagen. And these people were waving at my daughter like, you know, hey, slow down, slow down. And she literally jumped over the butt end of this elk and went nose first into the ground on with the car and spun it around. And she didn't get hurt or anything, but, you know, she had all these people waving her down at 2 a.m. You'd think that you would, you know, slow down or something.
Yeah, was she dumb thing?
Was she texting?
She hit it about 50 and went right over the top of it.
What was she? I mean, how did she not notice all this? Was she, like, distracted?
Well, it's 2 a.m., and she had a bunch of drunk friends in the car that she was being the DD. She was dumb and smart at the same time. So.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
she was doing a good thing while being an idiot.
You could. Yeah.
Story of my life, man.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is the problem with designated drivers. You're still distracted. The DD stands for two things, designated, distracted, and your driver.
Right, you're a babysitter for a bunch of drunk idiots.
Could that story have been more horrific?
Right, imagine being the other people. You're like, slow down, and then you just see this car, and it just crushes that elk.
Starts off with a hidden elk. Starts off with, well, actually, we cut a pregnant elk in half and could see the baby still there. That story could not be more horrific. And then, and also my daughter did not slow down, so if the baby might have had a shot, but she decided, no, I'm going to, if I was part of the elk community, I'd be like, okay, humans,
the
it's
elk
on.
Community?
I mean, if you
went to the Elks Lodge?
Yeah, if I'm at the Elks Lodge, I'm like, humans, it's on. You not only killed a mother, but you cut her in half, and then you went for the baby, too!
The only way that would be more epic if it was in front of an Elks Lodge.
That would have been the best.
I feel like that's not a story that you could pitch to Disney to turn into a movie, huh?
Doesn't seem like it's a very happy ending. I don't know, the new Bambi? Bambi 2?
Bambi 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I mean, well, let's listen. I mean, that if you want to make Bambi more extreme, Bambi's back, but not for long.
No. Oh, boy.
No. Damn.
All right, sorry. Let's go to Robert in Puyallup. Robert, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad, Robert. What about you, man? What was the dumbest thing?
You know, I could complain, but I'm on the green side of the grass. So sticking with cars. Now, it wasn't a supercar. It was my grandma's 69 Buick Skylark.
Nice.
Now, I'm going old school with this because I'm an old man like BJ.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a gas station attendant. I wanted to check the oil and fill the gas tank and wash the windows. Well, I heard my mom and my grandma talking about how my grandma had to stop and get gas and how she hated it. Well, I'm like, well, I'll fill your tank up, Grandma. That's what I'm thinking in my head. So I proceed to go outside and grab the garden hose and shove it in the gas tank and fill her gas tank full of water.
How old were you?
I was like 7.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, I was an old man like you, BJ. Did it just last week.
So then what happened?
It ended up costing about $250 back in 1974-75.
Yeah, that's a lot of dough.
I had to go pick a switch, and I got some heat put on my backside.
Oh, man. Now, you know what? See, this is the problem with old school justice back then, because you were trying to be helpful. You weren't being a jerk. You know, you should get heat for being a jerk, but you actually thought you were doing a favor to Grandma.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those learning lessons, you know. I learned from it. I never put water in my gas tanks again.
Right, see? Problem solved.
Honestly, I feel like there could have been a way to teach you that lesson without basically corporal punishment, is all I'm saying. Because
wouldn't have happened as quick, though.
I mean, it's just like, hey, Grandma, I want to help you. And next thing you know, okay, so I wanted to help you, made a mistake, and I'm getting a beating. I will take this with me for the rest of my life as a life lesson. Yeah. Damn. Let's go to Paul in Burlington. Paul, you are on the Rock.
Greetings, OH Holes. How you doing this morning?
Morning, Paul. Super. What you got for us, buddy?
Everyone seems like in a good mood on a Monday. I like this.
You're absolutely right. It's a little bizarre.
It's a short week. That's why.
Oh,
for many.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We got Thursday off, baby.
Hell yeah. I can't wait.
Man. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I was about 16, 17 years old, and my parents had an old Javelin. Old AMC Javelin,
awesome.
And the ignition was broken, so I decided to take the screwdriver and start it up and go joyriding in it, and I caused about $8,000 worth of damage because I sideswiped a garage.
Sideswiped a garage,
everybody.
And was it your garage or was it someone else's?
It was someone else's. It was the neighbor up the street.
Ooh.
I would hate you forever. I'd be like that Paul kid. I mean, that would be, because you know, once that happens, then everybody's got their eye on you for the rest of your pretty much neighborhood life. That friggin' Paul kid.
And not only that, BJ, this is serious. My dad looked at me and said, I'm not going to beat you because I think you're too effing stupid already as it is. So you're going to get a job and you're going to pay for it. And you know what? Within a week, I had a job, and every dollar that I caused damage, I paid it back.
Yeah, good for you. Now, I have to ask you, I don't know what's worse, a beating or your father's assessment of your intelligence level at that point.
Yeah, right?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I got
to
tell you, that was a real building block on my self-esteem right there when you told me I'm an effing idiot.
Yeah, it's like,
well, I'll try harder at school, Dad. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate the call, Paul. That's how we did it back in our day. We insulted your self-esteem or beat the crap out of you. Either way, we made you a better human being.
Well, how stupid am I? When he first said javelin, I thought, oh, he actually had a javelin. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah,
I was like, what's he going to do with this thing?
How much trouble I would have got into in my life if I had a javelin to throw around?
You could have impaled your brother and at least, you know, taken out one enemy.
Yeah, that's a good point. And accidental.
You had lawn darts as a kid.
And we used to play those in the dark in the beach.
I really believe all those parents said, look, I mean, you know, if we lose them, we lose.
Right, how did you survive your youth?
You know what? That's funny, because my friend Chris and I, he lived in Breezy Point in the summer. It was like a beach house place. And we would tell our mom and dad and his mom and dad, we're going to go play on the beach, and we would be carrying the lawn darts.
Oh, yeah. It's a perfectly good idea.
And now, I think they probably were like, you know what? Let God sort it out for these two idiots. Because they were just like, go have fun. Come back when you're done. Like, it wasn't even like a big deal. But and there we are on the beach, throwing them up in the air in the dark, giggling.
Go have fun. Come back. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that, yeah.
You never got hurt.
You know what? You should be a man of faith for the rest of your life, because what else could it be? How else are you still here if there wasn't divine intervention? Throwing lawn darts up in the dark, you can't see them, and they got to come back down to earth. Okay.
And all you'd hear is a... And you're like, cool, didn't hit me.
Cool, didn't hit me. I would not have been your friend. That would have been like, okay, guys, you know what? We're done.
This wasn't my idea.
Oh, well, all right, that makes it better. You just went along with it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's even better, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that being said, the javelin vehicle is pretty sweet.
Dude, those things are cool.
I didn't realize it was a muscle car.
It's awesome looking.
It's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
They don't make these anymore, do they? Huh? Probably not.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool, though.
If I was dude's dad, I'd be so pissed.
Oh, boy. Well, we got people that waited over 14 hours in line. 14. As a new fast food place opened up. Oh, and of course, you're waiting in line for 14 hours. That's going to lead to fights and people losing their pants. I'll tell you all about this, 747.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision, because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.